For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Another Missouri lawmaker has tested positive for COVID-19 as the House called off its session to try to stem an outbreak of the virus in the Capitol building. State Rep. Kimberly Ann Collins of St. Louis said in a Facebook post Monday that she tested positive for the virus and is in isolation. The House Journal indicates that she was at the Capitol last Thursday. Her case comes after State Rep. Wes Rogers of Kansas City tested positive last week and other lawmakers went into quarantine. House leaders have canceled session for this week, though the Senate is continuing to meet. Most county prosecutors in Missouri are not following a new law that raised the age for being charged as an adult to 18. The law took effect on January 1st, but the Missouri legislature did not provide funding for juvenile services to handle an influx of new cases caused by the change. Missouri is one of only 5 states in the U.S. that automatically charges 17-year-olds as adults in criminal cases. Prosecutors in St. Louis and Jackson County have implemented the change, but the Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys and the Missouri Juvenile Justice Association have refused to make the change because of the lack of funding. MU Health launched a survey which will notify members of the public when they will be eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. The Columbia Missourian reports the survey was announced in a news release yesterday. The survey asks Boone County residents questions about their occupations and medical conditions, which is used to determine what phase and tier a person is in. Governor Mike Parson announced Thursday that the state of Missouri will be moving into Phase 1B of its vaccination plan. 1B is the second phase of distribution and includes critical infrastructure and people with health conditions that put them at a higher risk. For a link to the survey, visit our website at kbia.org. The City of Columbia will resume collecting curbside recycling every other week, starting February 1st. The Columbia Missourian reports the change was announced yesterday. The city will also initiate a pay-as-you-throw trash collection program, which will charge residents extra for extra trash bags after an annual allotment. Curbside recycling collection was suspended in July due to staffing shortages and a worsening market for recycled materials. Two bills were debated by the Missouri Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday that would provide liability protections for businesses, schools, manufacturers, and other entities during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Columbia Missourian reports one of the bills, Senate Bill 42, is sponsored by Senator Bill White of Joplin. He says individuals and businesses might shy away from providing services due to the threat of liability lawsuits. The president-elect of the Missouri Association of Trial Attorneys opposes the bill, saying that the bill would, quote, provide immunity across the board for the actors involved. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.